Blog Talk Radio.
New.
You don't know what happened.
How you doing, brother?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Oh, wow. Hey, what's up, my brother?
What's up? You loaded that?
No. No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
That's the opening. Alright, how do we stop it?
Stop it. We're live.
You've got a lot of echo.
I do.
You do. Yes, you do.
But I'm on my head, Hold on.
What about now? Is that better?
Yes, still there. Just a whole bunch.
Yep, still there.
How about now?
Okay, better. Better than that.
All right, cool. All right.
Okay, well, good evening.
You threw me off. I'm sorry, I didn't say my intro. Welcome to Highs to High Podcast. This is the Messenger edition. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge, and I'm Nurse Carmen, and we thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the show. This is the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and I'd like to welcome everyone aboard as we just talk about who it is that we are, coming to better understand just who we are. And I'm quite sure during the course of each and every one of our lives, especially those that are listening in at this time, you sometime ask yourself, why do you care so much when it seems as if other people don't give a darn? You care so much. And what you have to understand is every time you feel that feeling of care, it's like your opportunity to do what you can to waking people up around you, primarily by your behavior. So what you do, you're doing it to awaken someone. And so this is why we have to be mindful. For it is what you do, it is how you are in this world that will shake people and awaken them. It'll give them something to look at into seeing what their own possibilities are. But I just got to let you know, of lesser importance, but also of value, will be what you say to others. Having the courage to share not widely accepted words and thoughts and ideas that might serve to open a road to a greater clarity for many people, but to answer the present question, I do not want you to awaken everybody and many more. I just be clear about this. God lives in want of nothing. Anything God wants, God can have. But we have to remember that God has desires, and it is God's desires that fuels the engine of creation. It is divine desire that powers the universe. And what I'm trying to get us to understand is as we begin to awaken and see more of what it's really all about, as they said in the Matrix, as you become unplugged and begin to see what it is better than what other people can see, because they, what they're doing is they're looking at it as they think it with their eyes. But you being led and understanding that the Spirit is talking to you gives you the opportunity to see a lot of things different. And some people are going to look at you and bug. Some people are going to think something wrong with you. You understand what I'm saying? But you've got to remember that you are being the best you. And being the best you is doing what it is that your spirit within is guiding you to do. It's guiding them to, but they're just not listening. There will come a point in time, just like with us, when they'll hear it, they'll see it. But for them to do it quicker or get to see it quicker, it is important for us that that song that they used to sing, well, they still sing it, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." And what that is that glory that is within you, I'm going to let it shine. If it means saying hi to people that won't say hi back to me, if it means giving the panhandler or whoever it is change, because that is who we are. We are here. We understand that we are all one. And because we are all one, that same panhandler that we're looking down on, but for the grace of God that is within you, that's not you. And because that is not you, then you've got to pretty much lift yourself up, because it could have been you.
Amen.
We've got to stop seeing things from this perspective that we've been seeing it as, looking at that person like they did something wrong or they're bad or something of that nature. No. They just chose a different path, and the path that they chose, some it is and some it isn't the path that they want, but they're stuck in it because they don't understand that they have the power to come out of that, to change that path. And that is where we come in at. We're not trying to beat anybody over the head with anything. It's just let your light so shine. And when you let your light so shine, you will see a difference in people. Like I said, some of them will look at you like you're crazy. Some of them will try to figure out, well, what is going on there? But you can count it all joy. And our last podcast, we talked a little bit about drama. And this is one of the things that we can do to get away from the drama. Because we know technically it really doesn't amount to anything. So why should I allow this to consume my precious time, my present moment? We've got to understand, as my baby sister always said, you got to be about it. Don't talk about it. You got to be about it. And it's what we really want to do, because it is our nature. It's just we're still concerned about other people who are not 1 minute concerned about you. Except those, of course, that might know a little better. But as a whole, because they're awake, but they don't realize they're awake. So they see you out of an eye of envy. Or an eye of hate. They see you as that, instead of seeing you as, however you want to put it, as my brother, my sister, as me. Me and my brother, right? Me and the co-producer. Since I can't even remember, and this goes to show us, back to what I'm saying, as far as the Spirit speaks to us, and sometimes we don't even listen or know what it is that it's talking about. But for the longest, don't get upset with the words or anything like that. For the longest, me and the co-producer, all we had to say is, "That nigga me."
that nigga me. And we didn't even realize how true it is. But when you are,
I'm watching
you
your mouth now.
What's that?
I'm gonna wash your mouth out with soap.
But see, once we get past that word, okay, once we get past that word, it's a deeper meaning, and it's been not only just words, it's been action.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, right.
And just knowing, I'm not just talking because he's here, but you know how when you say somebody got your back?
He got your back?
Amen. He got my back.
That's
as they say, my back is got.
I got your
my
back.
My back
too.
Is got.
For sure.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
She said, Carmen said, I got you.
But, okay, but what
your back,
what
your
is
front,
important?
Your side.
All right. Let's get on the mics.
Go ahead, man. He said we're trying to do something else here right now.
Yeah, you missed that episode. That episode was two podcasts ago.
That's funny.
Yeah, once again, we have to understand that laughter is good for the soul. If we all just stop right now and think about it, did we really feel good just now with just that laughter?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, no other problems or anything was there during that time. I don't know what anybody going through, but just at that time.
Yes. Whatever
it was, you just totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's mind was somewhere else. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It will keep it moving, okay, Mr. Co-producer.
go ahead with it.
but I just wanted to let you know, as I was speaking, it came to me. It came to me and said, "See, you two, y'all didn't even know what you was really saying."
Mm.
We didn't know what we were saying. And what I mean by that is when I was saying he, me, and I'm him, we were really referring to, we so close that I got his back and he got my back. When literally, okay.
We were actually saying, we all won.
Okay, so I mean, you know, but one of the things we have to understand when you begin to, and now I'm not telling nobody to go on no hallucination trip and just start bugging off of everything, but the spirit will let you know certain things. And mm-hmm. you can tell, once again, if it's the spirit or if it's the mind. If you start thinking, I could have did, I got this, you know, all big headed minded, that's not the spirit. If you start rejoicing because of the fact that you was able to buy somebody a lunch and they appreciated it, or you was able to give somebody a quarter and they appreciated it, when you start feeling like that, when you start thinking of those things, that's the spirit. But you punching somebody out, knocking somebody out, or you know, those other type of things, that's not the spirit that's giving you that. And if you really think about it, it's really not pleasure. But something pure and simple. This is how the spirit works. We're looking, if we get rid of that mindset of this opening up the clouds in the sky, we need to open up with this inside of us. Instead of stop looking to the clouds, look within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all know this. And there are many more that know this. So, once again, just as Jesus said, there are many more, all right? There are many more other than this flock, all right? So don't think we all crazy or we all special. We are special, but not, you know what I mean? So we've got to understand, we go within, and when we go within, it gives us that humility, that gives us that ability to see things for what it really is and not the illusion that has been given to us to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And please understand, if you allow the Spirit to lead you, trust me, the Spirit ain't going to have nobody walking all over you. Ain't no, the Spirit ain't going to have you, you know, where you're in harm. That's not how the
right.
Spirit operates.
That's right.
And just so that we're not under any no grand illusion and stuff like that, what the Spirit will do, let's say somebody do you wrong, okay? You might not say anything to that person. But the Spirit within that person is going to rise up.
Right.
And they might not even get the nerve to want to come back and apologize or make things right. They might, then they might not. But it is something
mm-hmm.
that is going to weigh on them until they do. Because the
That's
Spirit
right.
is not leaving you. When it leaves you, you gone somewhere else. But the Spirit is still the Spirit. We have to understand that that's who we are, the Spirit. It is not this body.
Yeah.
It can't be all about this body if life goes on. And for those that want to say, how do you know life goes on? It's already been proven to everybody. Or do we think it was just a dream when someone that has passed on came to visit us? We just feel it was a dream? But then if you ask anybody that has such a dream, the first thing they're going to tell you, it seems so lifelike. So think about it.
Hmm.
Now, has anybody ever
yes.
heard the story about somebody passing and coming back to visit? I mean, I've heard
yeah.
some stories from my mom, and it's they sitting right, even my aunt, she felt, her husband, when he died, he used to sit on the end of the bed and rub her feet. And one night after he passed away, he came back, and she said she seen him clear as day, sitting at the end of the bed, rubbing her feet.
Who, mm-hmm. Aunt Lily Mae?
Yeah. That's the other Aunt Lily Mae. That's the McKinney.
Oh, the other aunt. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right, dear. All right.
Okay.
But my mother's spirit has visited me. I've experienced it. She sure has. On more than one
all
occasion.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
you were touched by that bitch?
Yeah,
all right. He said, I gotta wait a minute, I gotta recoup.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things in which we have to understand, and once we begin to understand this, then we can begin to be just who it is that we are supposed to be. One of the things that we have, and we don't even understand it, is we have absolute freedom to create as only we can create, without limitation or restrictions of any kind. This is the power of God. It is a power that we have, quote unquote, because of what is within us.
Yes, yes.
And so what we have to understand is that it is important for us. This is the reason why we're here. This is the reason why we're here at this present time, to be the best person that we can be, the best God that we can be. And that is truly regarding the God that is within you. Because we have to understand God is not just one thing. God is everything. And so because God is everything, you can be whatever you want to be. And we've seen the story, we've heard the stories, we've seen it, where people who we thought would never be anything turned out to be who they wanted to be and the best at who they wanted to be. Some of these doctors, they started out, they wanted to help. Next thing you know, they're the best doctors in the world. That's why they started calling them what? Specialists, right? They was no different than us. We can look at it and say, well, they had a different upbringing where they could do that. But then there's been a lot that did it without it.
Right, right.
That didn't have as much, but they were able to do it. And I only say this so that we can know that the reason why we don't have is because we didn't do it to get it. We have God within us that has given us the creative being to be and do whatever it is we choose. Men want to fly, but because God had already put that law of gravity in there, all right, that wasn't feasible per se. Not that it can't be done, but it wasn't feasible per se. But what did he do? He gave them the wisdom and knowledge to create a plane. There is nothing that we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You see how the older folks freaked out over the VCR? Because they could not imagine that. But then all of a sudden somebody said, let me put some stuff on tape that I could watch later on. First they said that I could listen to later on, then they said that I could watch. Then somebody said, this is too big, let me see if I can make it smaller. Next thing you know, we got a CD. Next thing you know, we got a thumb drive. There is nothing that we can't do. Always got to throw my dig in, but here's my dig for tonight, okay? T, you ready?
Go ahead.
There are some people that started out just to write a little book for their little neighborhood. Next thing you know, they were on the bestsellers list.
Yeah, maybe.
See, what did you just hear just now? You know what I just heard?
Help.
No,
right.
No.
I heard it.
It's,
and I don't even have any. I don't have any doubt. I really don't. I got a book.
Okay.
I got a book.
You got a book? Okay.
Yeah, you got a book.
You be careful, co-producer.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm sure. I'm sure you would have a very interesting book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It's in my head. It's got to get on paper.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, how do you put... Now, I've heard of writer's block and all of that stuff. I've heard of that. I'm not quite sure about it because I've never experienced it per se, but I've heard about it. And it's in there.
Yeah, it needs a little massaging. It needs I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Trust me, I am not one to get on you about procrastinating, all right? I'm not going to get on
you
about
that. No, you've been super supportive. No, my gosh, you've been my biggest advocate. Absolutely. I have 100%. I got nothing but love.
Okay, because I feel bad because it hasn't worked. All right, now, as we move on.
No, it is. I've done more because of you. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Keep pushing.
Okay.
Keep pushing, please. Please.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Brother Co-Producer, how you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. I'm always feeling good. Well, I'm mostly...
Got that force out of your throat?
Yeah, I'm feeling good all the time sometimes. That's how I'm living right now. All the time, sometimes, man.
All right, Co-Producer.
Mm-hmm. I think I just lost an IQ point.
I like that jokey joke.
That's it, you know.
That was funny.
Hey, if you think that was funny, listen, I'm opening up at the Stardust in Vegas.
No, you're
we'll
not.
Be there. We'll hey, be okay. there to support.
Cool.
Remember, I just told you about the power.
Oh, I was like Sister Tippy got a book in her. I got a 5-minute comedy set in me. Yeah, I got 5 minutes, man.
With all due respect,
you got five minutes. See, I did nothing but
6 minutes.
See, I did nothing but hype you up on your book, and you took a minute from me.
Then I gave you six. I gave you six, man. You're back on six.
All right, man.
I got your six.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, so one of these days I'm gonna get a call. Hey, I got a gig tonight. And then I'm gonna get another call. Say I'm gonna need you to come to my book signing. All right.
Comedy night and book signing all at once.
Hey, that'll be a beautiful.
Hey, Michael, down the same place, man. I'm saying, Sister Tippy book gonna be so hot that she gonna tell the people, listen, I got a friend who's a comedian. You know, let him.
You can entertain the crowd.
Work it out. Yeah. Work it out.
No doubt.
We got a plan.
All right. We got a plan.
Ride or die. That's funny.
All right. So I got a comedian and an author in the house. Come get to you next week, all right?
Excuse me, messenger?
I said we can get to you next week. Yes, you want to say now? You want to go now?
I got you. I said I got you.
Our nurse, Carmen, is the best support system ever. Ever. She shouts out love every day, all day to everybody.
You're going to be the great supporter? Is that it?
Yes.
Right. Remember, whatever it is that you're going to be, it's just got to be your heart's desire.
We're laughing, we joke,
but that's a beautiful thing to be a supporter. Not someone that's harming people. That, and when I say harming them, I mean making it so that they don't have to do anything. You're not helping them in that sense. But someone that being an encourager, because we all need encouragement. I might have to put on a plane and go spend a couple weekends with Sister T to inspire her, to encourage her. I'm just saying. Hey, we never know. All the things working together.
Hey. Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Well, Mother Mac was right on time. Nurse Carmen. But anyway.
That's right.
Hey, listen. Thanks for tuning into the Messenger Edition. Again, the message is very different, but it's all about self-empowerment. Again, understand who you are, and then you will know whose you are, and then you will really understand that we are all dynamic. I mean, dynamic in the process of ever changing. Tap into the good and then spread it with the rest of the world.
Amen.
Destiny, will I ever leave you? The answer is no.
for those that are still here. See, the messenger got skills, right?
You
certainly
do.
You certainly do.
Oh, you died that I might be free.
The music wasn't so nice.
Ago,
and we'll talk about the format change.
Now the question is, will I do his will? And the answer is yes. Yeah.
Good night, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.